So, my name is Julien, and this is Ryan and Linus, and we are three NixOS developers. And today we are going to talk you about a situation that we had during a sprint where we found ourselves in need of debugging our systemd initrd. And so I'm going to talk about let me just manage the slides because I know them. I'm going to talk about why actually we were in this situation. Then Ryan is going to talk about what is the NixOS test framework and test frameworks in general. And then we are going to showcase how we did this specific fun debugging. So basically, I'll motivate a little bit the situation we were in. So basically, we wanted to work with encrypted secrets in initrd. So basically, as you may or may not know, initrd or initrdmfs is the initial file system loaded in RAM as part of the boot process. It supposedly contains all what is necessary in terms of drivers and executable to like mount your root partition, which is what its main goal is, like be able to mount your root partition and continue the boot process. In some cases, especially when your boot partition is encrypted, it's also need to acquire like the key to unmount it, to mount it. And to encrypt it. And so this can be done by displaying a user prompt where you input your password, but it can also be done, if necessary, by starting a SSH server where you connect and then put your password in, and then it mounts your root partition. And for that purpose, you sometimes need to have like secrets stored in this initrd, for example, SSH key. Problem is that this if you have an encrypted system, you kind of have to start from something unencrypted, and this initrd image is not encrypted. So if it has secrets and you just put the secrets in this image, then anybody reading your boot partition can have access to these secrets. So, as NixOS developers, we wanted to have like an option where you could actually have the secrets be encrypted. Currently, like in NixOS, you have the secrets are like just put plainly in the boot partition and suffer the drawback that I was just describing before. And so we wanted to find a solution, and the solution is we have an option to use systemd as like the init script. So we use systemd in stage one instead of a scripted init script. And what we can do with systemd, we can use something called systemd credentials, which is basically an executable of systemd that's as the main, just the role of encrypted and decrypting secrets. And you can do this with by using your TPM. And so basically what you can do is use the same TPM in your initrd, and this way you have secrets that were encrypted when your system was booted that are now that systemd in stage one is now able to decrypt in your boot process. So why all this? Where am I coming? I tried to implement this in NixOS, and what we found out is that I don't know if you can read this particularly well, but this is the log of the boot process, and you see that there is systemd that is running in initrd. It says here running in initrd, and then it says it loaded the credential that I tried to pass to it, and then it caught an assertion in some function and says, "Okay, I'm retiring early, goodbye," and it's crashing. So the question is, how can we like debug this kind of thing? And one of the things we consider at the beginning is to use the NixOS test framework. Because it allows us to be in some very constrained situation where you can find maybe the bug easier. And Ryan is going to talk to you about the NixOS test framework. He's the maintainer for it.
So the screenshot you just saw earlier was a screenshot of the Nixos test framework. So you can see that it's a VM test, and we can repeat that VM test very easily. What I'm getting at is in NixOS, as NixOS developers, we have this test framework thingy that we use a lot. And I'm giving a screenshot of another test framework that is OpenQA, used by other distributions. But basically, what is interesting with debugging is that when you debug, you want to debug a situation, a particular situation where you are hitting the bug. And in our context, the fact of using NixOS test framework, the fact of writing tests first, is a way for us to automate entering into certain particular situation, including the ones that we are interested to debug. So for us, like the NixOS test framework is only a way to facilitate debugging sessions, a way to be able to write code that enable us to explore various scenarios and triage and bisect very easily any sort of dependencies. In the distribution context, we really care about system-wide testing. So for me, I will just do a very quick intro on that. There are two components I will define. There is the driver, the code you write to assert the invariants that you care about. Like for taking the example of the system decredentials, you want to assert that the credential that you decrypt contains the contents that you're expecting. That's an invariant. But you also have the setup. The setup is how do you bring the system to the state that you care about? So we need to prepare an image that contains system decredentials containing the contents that we will be expecting, and that's the setup code. And both of them are usually written in some sort of domain-specific language. That could be a Bash script, that could be C, that could be Python. And I made just a very simple state-of-the-art table, which is not exhaustive, but I find it very interesting to compare, which is that, for example, other project that needs to have like complicated integration testing framework are the kernel. And they do have solutions to test file systems and various things. And you can see like they all have their own DSL, whether it's Bash or any ELF program or executable that you can run on the system. And they use some sort of emulator to give you an environment, so to give you full system emulation, to give you network, to give you VLANs, so that you can reproduce any sort of environment. And I find interesting, so I'm not aware of any other operating system-wide integration testing framework, except from OpenQA and the NixOS test framework, which is just a bunch of Bash scripts, Python script cobbled together using the Nix domain-specific language and reusing the Nix machinery. And I find interesting that, the biggest difference I find with NixOS test framework and the others, which enable us to do some interesting stuff, is that usually you have one language for the domain-specific language. So you have Perl or Python or Shell or something. But in the case of the NixOS test framework, you can use both. You can use Python and Nix together, so you can interpolate Nix code inside of Python code, and like you have two levels of DSL that enable you to reason at build time, but also at runtime. And you have so that's why I do the funny thing of saying Python Nix for driver and Nix Python for setup, because you think runtime and build time differently at those moments. And so to give you an overview, the NixOS test framework can offer you, like OpenQA anyway, network tests, OCR machinery, so you can run a VM, you can spawn a Chromium instance, and you can like use the OCR to read the window title, for example, in a GNOME desktop environment and verify that it is indeed the window title you were expecting. And all of those tests are running in our CI automatically for every what we call channel bump, that is a roll-up of a lot of commits in the Nix repository, basically. What I think is very interesting in our case and enabled us to debug very quickly this problem is that there is a secret sauce for our test framework, which comes from the fact that we use the Nix DSL here. So the Nix DSL gives us a way to describe packages, to describe systemd units and various things, and it's a functional programming language. So it means that you can write functions that abstract a certain test scenario, and then you can write more code to do more advanced in the assertion on that environment. So for example, I just take a very bad screenshot, I'm sorry. But I will describe it. We have ZFS in NixOS. And ZFS is very complicated to maintain. I'm maintainer of ZFS, unfortunately. And ZFS is very complicated to maintain because it's an out-of-tree kernel package that often has ABI breakages with the kernel for many complicated reasons and legal reasons. to make the burden realistic on maintainers, you need to have strong testing. And so we are able to do matrix testing over multiple versions of ZFS and multiple versions of the kernel itself and multiple versions of even like stable versus unstable. And we even have a variant for the systemd stage one, because NixOS has the both stage one. It has a scripted stage one like Julian described. And we have experimentally the systemd PID one stage one. And so we are able to test all those scenarios and be able to understand what is going on in a very, like, in not a lot of lines. And here I will pass it. So we tried a lot of things. We tried to isolate the problem with the NixOS test framework. We're enabled to patch things easily. But even though we were not able to find the root cause, so we passed on to more powerful tools.
Thank you. Yeah, so there we were, trying to work out how systemd was crashing exactly. It was dumping its core to a file in the temporary file system and promptly exiting, causing the kernel to panic. And it's not a persistent file system, so we had no way of recovering that core file. So we decided to try and run GDB in the initramfs. Or we quickly abandoned that idea because GDB is big and doesn't fit into an initrd that well. Thankfully, we have GDB server, which I'm guessing anyone familiar with GDB might already know about.